guy that doesn't want to fire that.
Sure, sometimes it's probably a good example to get the Republican.
Yeah.
He's just proved to be incompetent, so by God, he goes. Now that gives us the opportunity to, if we find somebody, if somebody else, we do, I don't know what can be done about it. All like that, just wanting to be in the job, that's all.
He's a GS-16, career civil servant, so it's possible he'll appeal. On the other hand, even if he appeals, and there's a case about it, at least that even dramatizes a little more the fact that something's being done.
We want Reagan to know that we tried.
Keeping the tax rates in effect even longer, and it 1971. If that were done, it would mean in the 72 budget an increased revenue of approximately $4 billion. That's both revenue, and of course you have to think about it also as it's less money in the hands of individuals.
Yeah, it's
both ways, that's right. It would have the impact, if that stayed in, of an additional $2 billion in fiscal 73 over the 9,000 increase that they've already voted. The other thing that they're talking about is to leave the year 1971 alone, and instead of increasing the wage base to $9,000 in January 1972, to increase it to $10,200. Would mean that would have its practical impact in the last half of calendar 1972, in the sense that the tax deductions would continue on.
The last half of calendar 72 is just the first of fiscal 73.
That's right. Which is the first half of fiscal 72. Well, the reason it doesn't have any impact is that most people don't reach an income of $9,000 by the time half the year has gone by. And that, if they did that in fiscal 73, that would have the impact of an additional $3.5 billion as compared with the $9,000 level that they have in effect. It would have no effect in fiscal 72, even though the change would be in effect for half of fiscal 72. It wouldn't make any difference in terms of income, or practically none, because of the way the thing works. Now, so that's the layout of the problem.
Which way do people lean?
The Herbstein, Murray Wiedenbaum level of economists are not as optimistic, I would say, as, let's say, I am, as it turns out that John Connolly is. Paul McCracken is not quite as optimistic as John and I, but pretty much so. That's sort of analytically. John Connolly feels that we should go ahead and take the money by 171, stick with our budget, and this is by way of his thinking that our problem in 72 is going to be, have we fought inflation hard enough? And
Well, it may in terms of the psychology of whether or not your budget is deficit is this or that size.
And the posture that we have. And of course it is a subsequently.
Well, then you need the money in the economy.
Herb would leave it alone. Paul would leave it alone. Now, I've talked to Arthur about it. He's back. Arthur thinks that it would be a mistake to change the tax rates even in January 1971. He would just leave everything the way it is, regardless of the additional expenditures involved. In other words, Arthur has sort of completely let go as far as any concern about budget deficits and so forth are concerned. Well, I think he believes there should be strong fiscal stimulus and let the monetary policy be tight. And he also, I would judge from this, is not as impressed as, let's say, you and I and John Connolly are about about what the economy is doing. And of course, we all have our uncertainties.
Consumer out there, what he really thinks, how long he's going to think that.
You have to provide a signal. I'm not saying we can swing it, but I think that your view will be registered. Of course, what the administration does here, I'm sure, will become known. So it does reflect back to the Social Security bill.
Well, I certainly don't go with Arthur's view that we do nothing.
budget. Our budget problem, in a sense, is more severe as we look at fiscal 73 than it is in fiscal 72. We're holding the full employment balance in fiscal 71. We're going to have a hell of a time doing it in fiscal 72.
This is fiscal 72, even this plan.
The 10,200 does. The July 1, 9,800 would help us a great deal. It would help us tremendously, in fact.
For fiscal 72?
Yes, sir.
Why are you late in doing it then?
Well, I don't, I wouldn't want to urge that. I think the economy is expanding all right. I think it's there's plenty of question marks around.
Sure.
And Arthur's Federal Reserve policy is not a known quantity either.
Can you take it down?
He said to tell you that he's worked out a secret deal, by the way, that will help our dollar situation, and he'll tell you all about it. He didn't tell me what it was, but that you'll be very pleased.
All the hysteria about.
the law on this.
We are, it's all about the meeting, it's all about the force. Agents. You're right, it's about 5%.
Yes, sir. We just have the figures, they're going to be published Friday.
That's very good.
That's 5.3.
Is that pretty good?
Yes, I think that's fine. We have a very high quarter over quarter wage change of 9% for that same period, which is partly the shift, the relative importance of auto work, which is high wage work, but it's still a troublesome number.
Steel thing, if you do anything, jaw on a little more there. It's a very loose-worthy thing. And you're wrong, and on that, I would not hesitate to, you could say that we've discussed it, that I've discussed it, and I'm concerned about it generally. This is one of our top concerns, and this is the decision made. And actively and intelligently is that I have been concerned by the inferior quality. And just say this, this is a big statement, by the inferior quality of our economic representatives abroad. I mean, of our, as compared with some nations with whom we are in competition. And that I have determined that one of the major goals of this administration is to improve, upgrade the quality of the economic representation so that American business, when it goes abroad, will be vigorously, its interests will be vigorously defended and vigorously advocated and presented and so forth. You said it.
Strong monetary policy, those policies will produce